If you think back to grade school, what memories stick out most for you? I bet you don't remember specific lessons or report cards, but I'm guessing you remember your favorite teacher, the one who made you passionate about books or math or art, the one who really made the lessons comprehensible, maybe even fun. Here are a few teachers that those of us at KALW remember.
So my favorite teacher was Mrs. Abrams from third grade.
My favorite teacher was my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Barbara.
Mrs. Jacobs, and she was from New York, and so she called me Audrey.
Barbara.
What I loved about her was that she treated us like we were, you know, little adults. She would play classical music while we did our homework. And I think she always thought we weren't too young to have a cultured mind.
She gave her students a lot of independence. And so we got to make up our own spelling tests.
I just remember one time I was sick with a sore throat. And I went back to her desk. I think we were having quiet reading time. And she reached into this candy jar that she had on her desk and pulled out a Jolly Rancher and gave it to me to suck on.
I remember I just wanted to pick the longest words, most difficult words, and I remember I picked something like promiscuous or lascivious, not really knowing what that meant, and I got in a lot of trouble.
And it totally blew my mind that I was getting candy when I was sick. And it just sort of made me feel like, I was like, this woman is here to take care of me and protect me, but I get to have candy even though I'm sick right now. And it just kind of made me feel like the world wasn't as black and white as I thought it was.
Those are just a few of our favorite teacher memories, and we'll be sharing more of them with you throughout the show. Today, we're going to be looking at how effective teachers do what they do as we continue our series on Oakland schools with our reporters from Mills College. We'll start at Franklin Elementary in East Oakland, home to almost 800 students. Engaging each and every one of them requires teachers to constantly look for new techniques. Darissa Phipps opens her classroom doors for us to check out her approach. Natalie Meyer brings us that story.
It's nearly the end of the school day at Franklin Elementary in East Oakland, and the second grade students of Darissa Phipps' class are happily chattering away as they wait for the next assignment. Miss Phipps sits at the head of the class with some handouts, waiting to get the students' attention.
I find the kids, you know, charming and entertaining most of the time. And it's really exciting to see them learn and grow and how they change over the year from the beginning to the end.
The students seem excited and genuinely interested as Miss Phipps calls for their attention. They shush each other and turn towards the front. She then explains their assignment to them, a science project that will teach them about the physics of gravity.
Okay, well, so then let's just talk about wheels. Today, instead of using the disc as a top that spins, or a zoomer that spins, or what's the fancy science word for spin?
Rotate.
Oh, rotate. Instead of making something that rotates with this disc, we are going to make a wheel that can roll.
The kids break off into groups and spread out around the room with a piece of cardboard and two clothespins. They're building a ramp. Then they take two plastic discs with a straw to make a wheel and axle system. They're going to roll it down the ramp.
The force of the wheel is moving.
The force of the wheel or the force of the gravity?
Like the force of the gravity.
Miss Phipps' students are engaged and enjoy helping each other learn.
Can I add to Joey's?
Yes.
It's kind of like gravity's pushing it down.
Oh, okay. I like that. Yes?
Miss Phipps makes sure that the kids are actively learning.
I do a lot of hands-on activities like what you saw in science. We're not just reading about rolling. We're actually making things that roll and trying to talk about things that roll and try to use science vocabulary to describe things that roll.
But to add something that kind of sounds like another word we had before, axis. But in a wheel system, it's called an axle. Can you please say axle?
Axle.
Phipps says it's good for them to have an image or an object they can attach a new idea or a new word to.
System that we call a wheel and axle.
Phipps has had a lot of training in her 7 years of teaching. Recently, she attended a seminar called the Teachers College Reading Project at Columbia University. At the seminar, she learned several methods for helping students of every type of background learn to read, including students who may not speak English as a first language.
They have little post-it notes, so as they're reading, when they have a question about a word, or they're thinking of another story that this reminds them of, or they notice something about the characters, they write it down. So they have these little brilliant notes stuck all over their little children's literature books. And then it gives you some insight into their thinking as they're reading.
Phipps is completely devoted to her job as an educator and wants her students to leave her classroom each day excited to come back.
I really hope that they walk away with a joy for learning new things and an enthusiasm for learning new things. And it's expecting a lot of second graders, but I still expect it.
Okay, so this is important. The shape of the disc helps it roll because the disc is... round. What shape is the disc?
Round.
Okay, and that helps it roll. Tomorrow, I'm going to ask you what the difference is between rolling and spinning. Oh, I know. So I want you to be thinking.
You're not just going to get the right answer right away, and it's not always about just getting the right answer, that there's this experience of learning new things and trying new things, and sometimes not succeeding at first, but persevering and not giving up, because I think that those are skills that they're going to need in life, ultimately, that I think will be helpful for them in being successful farther down the line. So that's my sort of long-range vision.
Thinking in long-range terms is also good for kids. A University of Pittsburgh study shows that positive teacher support plays a crucial role in the success of students. The Center for Community College Student Engagement found that good teaching is at the heart of student success. For Cross Currents, I'm Natalie Meyer.